Blog Talk Radio.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing,
but it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way.
You've been there too long. This one right here.
It's so easy to complain, addicted to the pain.
Yes.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But I got good news for you.
Jesus knows just how you feel. Just let him take the wheel.
Hallelujah.
The love you need, he already gave.
But the question is,
do you want to be happy?
If you're tired of you,
and say, I just wanna be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But now's your chance.
Let me hear you say yeah,
say yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Are you ready? Come on!
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel.
Who do you do it?
He knows the road that you need to take.
It's so easy to complain.
It's so easy to complain.
Come on!
Addicted to the pain.
Yeah.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But somebody that'll never leave you. Long time, but I'm ready.
I just wanna be happy.
Thank you, Lord. Every day, ask yourself,
do you wanna be happy?
Yes. Pull over, let him drive.
I just wanna be happy.
Hey, what's up with the track?
hot out here. You know? I don't mind though. I'm glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. It is your strength.
And help me sing it.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
The joy.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Somebody needs to know today.
The joy of the Lord.
Oh, the joy.
Yes.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. This is an offering by Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, CEO none other than Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Tonight, you have your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and joining me tonight, as with 99% of the nights except for when his team is playing, we have Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. What's going on, Van?
Hey, what's going on, Paul? How you feeling?
I'm tired, but feeling good. I've been ripping and running all day.
Amen.
Working all day. So it was a good ripping and running.
I hear that.
Whew. I made it back just in time to call it. I was cutting real close tonight.
Real
close. But that
real
seems to be me most nights. And I made it. That's all that really matters. That's all that really matters.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I'm glad to see we have some callers out there that made it, too, on this last Sunday of the year. So you know that the last program of each month is youth poetry. So when we don't have any youth, we continue on with whatever the theme is. And tonight is going to be peace for us grown from now. And what it means to you. But we're going to keep this set for youth poetry every last Sunday, just to have it something available for the young folks. If they want to come and, you know, maybe talk with somebody about something that they're going through and they don't feel comfortable talking to their parents, or if they want to share a piece of poetry with us or, you know, whatever. This is the only way we're going to be able to really know what's going on with our kids is if they talk. So if you have
youth
in your life, invite them here the last Sunday of every month. But actually, they can call in any Sunday. We don't discriminate. But the last Sunday is specifically for the youth. And then
that's
more seasoned folks that are youth at heart.
You say youth at heart?
Out there. Yeah, I sure am. The platinum highlights on top don't let me be youth on the outside, so I got to go with the heart. You can't see that.
That's right. That's right.
But they say you're only as young as you feel, or as old as you feel. So.
Or as old as you feel. There you go.
Yeah, I refuse to feel old. I mean, I'm grateful.
I don't feel old.
Yeah, I'm grateful. Oh, Lord knows I'm grateful to be here. Because you see, every day our youth are dropping by the scores. And, you know, it's to the point where I'm almost afraid for my phone to call, to ring. I've had six people that were close to me pass on in the last 5 weeks. And only one of them was my age, and that was my good friend Deborah Witten.
Yes,
we have
many of you know.
I mean, we don't have the luxury of thinking we can wait till tomorrow.
That's right.
Tomorrow might not be it. We are living proof these days that tomorrow is not promised. Yeah, so we have to. We need to pick up our efforts in evangelizing, spreading the word. Because I don't think anything would hurt us. Those of us who know Christ as our Savior, I don't think anything would hurt us worse than have someone close to us pass on, and there'll be a question mark in their head about whether where they're going.
Right.
You passed up the opportunity to at least plant the seed of Christ within them. That's something you're going to have to carry the rest of your life.
Yes.
Just getting selfish about this. So we don't feel pain about somebody passing on that we love. Let's tell them about Jesus. And then your responsibility is done. You just got to plant the seed. Somebody
That's
else
right.
is going to fertilize it. Somebody else will water it. And God will give the increase. So
That's right.
we need to do our part. Just put on our big overalls and become farmers and start planting some seeds.
Amen.
Oh, man. So how are things going with you, my brother?
Well, things are going pretty good, man. Things are going pretty good. I ain't got no complaints.
Awesome.
God is still good.
How's your day going?
Dad's doing real well. He's been forced to stop smoking. They put him on a nicotine patch, so he's doing pretty good.
Did he start wearing them yet?
Yeah, he's wearing them. He don't like it, but he's wearing them.
Okay, good for him. I'm praying for my eyes. Matter of fact, when I go to the VA next, I'll be getting some patches. So
absolutely.
We can
good
quit
job. Good
together.
Job.
We can quit and be honored together.
Absolutely. That's it. That's it.
Because I'm a warned you, man. He's going to be honored. More
he already, honored. He already honored, Paul. He's already honored.
But you wouldn't have it any other way. It wouldn't be him if he wasn't.
You're right. I would not.
Yeah, I know that's right. Well, before we keep jaw jacking, because you know me, I get times when I can talk a mile a minute. How about we bring this session in on the right note?
My absolutely.
Brother, would you do us the honor?
Sure, it'd be my pleasure.
And for the last Sunday of 2021.
It'd be my pleasure. Let us go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come before you, asking forgiveness for any sins that we have committed against you, Lord. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, that you hear our prayers this evening, Lord God, as we lift up to you the families who are grieving, mourning. Console them right now, Lord God. Wrap your arms around them and let them know that you are still with them. And Father God, we pray that those that passed on, Lord God, we pray that they knew you, Lord God, for we know that we will see them again in glory. Father God, we want to lift up the callers, the poets, the hosts, Lord God, the Epiphany Radio family, Lord God, that you bless us mightily, Lord God. Lord, I know we don't always do things the way that you would have us to do them, Lord God, and we go our own way sometimes, and you let us go. And eventually we have to come right back to you and honor you and say thank you for allowing us to be wayward children. Because you accept us right back with loving arms. And Father God, we love you for that. We love you for not condemning us. We love you for not judging us. But Lord God, we just pray that we can continue being a people that will be just like you. That you can smile and say, that's my child. And Father God, we will be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that is due your name. For it is in Jesus the Christ, your Son's name, that we do pray. Amen. Paul, did you go muted?
I sure was. I'm just a talking. Oh, no. Thank you so much for that, man. I can't believe
no problem,
it's
sir.
Almost, it's over.
Yeah, it's over, man. It's over.
Goodness, where did the time go?
Yes,
wow. God. But guess what? God willing, we just got a couple more days so we can say we made it through another year. And then
we got a brand
new year to start off. I don't believe in making New Year's resolutions because I end up breaking them, so I don't do New Year's resolutions. But I do set goals for myself for the new year. And
Amen.
One of my goals is to strengthen my walk.
Yes, God.
He's brought me through so much, and he's sheltered me from so much that I need to tighten up my game. I need to tighten up my walk. I need to walk a little bit more circumspect, a little bit more upright, a little bit more righteous. And we all know it's a process. None of it's going to happen overnight, but it won't happen unless we start doing something. Make it happen. You know, we can wish it till the cows come home, but unless you do something yourself, nothing's going to change.
Amen.
For me, I'm determined to walk a little bit more like Jesus this year.
Yes.
And I figured that's a New Year's resolution that you can't go wrong with. But like I said, I don't do resolutions. So that's the New Year's goal. Can't go wrong with. And for those of y'all that know me and love me, I expect y'all to hold me to that. So when you see me slipping, you're going to pull my coattail a little bit. I don't bite.
Mm-hmm.
I take corrective criticism pretty good. I didn't always, but I do now. So we're here to praise God and to praise him with our gifts.
Amen.
Somebody in here that's not a poet, and they have something to say to edify someone else, please, we welcome that as well. But, Pat, how would you like to get us started with the poetry?
Absolutely. The title of this piece is called The Blessing of Resisting.
Mic is yours, King.
Thank you. If I resist the devil, he will flee. Please tell me why he keep choosing me. I'm trying to walk this Christian walk in peace, but I can't because evil is all around me and it just won't cease. The temptation is so great. My mind says no and the body says yes, then it's too late. No holds barred from the level of evil that runs rampant. I elect to stay so distant. But it follows me like the clouds in the daytime, shows up like the stars in the nighttime. I feel like Neo in the Matrix, running in the subway, only to end up on my own crucifix, struggling with the idea of death as a penalty for my sin. And just then, a voice calms my spirit, except no one else can hear it. Oh, merciful God, what have I done to displease you? The heaven sky opens up and so blue. My child, I'm very pleased with what you do. Your ministry suffers, yet you continue to do my will. Your cup runneth over still from the old and new blessings I bestow. And trust me, you will know exactly what you are supposed to begin, because your next chapter responds to when you allow yourself to keep walking through my door of escape so I can reveal more. And that's that piece.
Amen, amen. I like that. Is that a new piece? Man, I haven't heard that one before.
Paul, that piece was actually written last year.
Wow. I tell you, them oldies come back with a new life. You know,
yes,
I,
sir.
I love that piece, Blessing of Resisting. That's a powerful title, too, because there are blessings in resisting the enemy. We know he comes. He good at what he do, and he comes in all different disguises. You know, so we need to stay prayed up with that spirit of discernment to recognize God from him, because he's a pretty good imitator.
He
can trick you up.
Yes, he is.
The blessings that come when you resist him.
When you resist.
It's so easy to be swayed by it, because he can show you all that stuff that our carnal body wants. When you resist him, that blessing that God gives you for resisting trumps whatever you could have gotten from him. From the enemy, a millionfold. So the title of that piece alone is a whole lesson by itself, man. But
absolutely,
the rest of it was just.
To God be the glory.
I know that he helped me with that. Yes, yes.
Of course,
I saw his hand all in that piece.
I can't claim none of that, Paul. I can't claim none of that.
I know that feeling. I know that's funny. And you know what? I feel so bad. I had to find something out the archives myself. I've been ripping and running. I started to write one, but I just didn't have time to finish it. So.
Oh, that's all right. God honors all his children's work.
Amen, amen. He definitely does. So I had to find something that had the word peace in it. So I just put that in the search bar, and it brought up this one. So, I think
well, the mic is yours, good brother.
Why, thank you, King. I appreciate that. And this one is called The Future. The fate of Black America and our cries that Black Lives Matter, the financial woes of this world, and our decline deeper and deeper in sin. This predicament where I wonder if we can actually win, all lies upon the shoulders of our youth. It is imperative that we show them God's honest truth. Whether we are still alive or have passed, what we instill in them will live on. We must empower them to carry the load long after we're gone. We must be able to enter our golden years at ease and in peace, knowing what we birth will have a role through them when these racial divisions cease. We have a responsibility to the world and to ourselves to prepare them for what lies ahead and the tasks they're going to inherit, which also means we must be sure they know of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's at peace.
Amen, my brother. Amen. Yes, yes. They must know. They must know.
Yeah.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I love this piece, Paul.
Yes.
This piece.
Oh, man. Well, we cheat and go to the same author for our work. So.
Well, this is true.
You know,
this is true.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's a good thing because I can't figure anybody better to go to help us write it.
Absolutely. Not a single one.
I think he might just be the one. And I have a feeling that we got some other poets on the line that would concur with that.
Yes, sir.
But before we go on, I just want to ask. I'm going to ask everybody this question. So I don't want y'all to be taking notes from somebody else's answer. I want your own answer. What is peace to you, Sam?
Peace to me?
Mm-hmm.
Peace to me is just a calmness, knowing that everything is under control. There is no angst. There is no suffering. There is no worry. There is nothing that can mess up your mood, so to speak. It's just a very calming and soothing thing that surpasses everything else. What about you, my brother?
I know that's right. You know, I have a very short answer for that. Peace for me is the absence of sin.
Yes, God.
When I rid my life of sin, what is there but peace? It's the sin that causes all the turmoil and the angst and the hair-pulling moments. Because when you're not living in sin, you can handle those things and still hold on to your peace. You can handle the death of a loved one and still feel peace. You can handle some chaos at the job and still feel peace. And so, for me, the absence of sin is peace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I love it. You know, it's funny because I hadn't thought about even asking everybody that question until I did. And then I said, well, you need an answer. And that immediately came into my head. So thank you, Father. Giving that.
Amen.
I see she dropped again. Danielle wasn't to be next, but she dropped again. So, call back in, Danielle. We would love to hear what you have. And in the meantime, in between time.
No, there she is at the bottom, Paul.
She popped back up?
Yes.
Yeah, mine
yeah,
don't
did.
Go that far. Maybe I should refresh it. Let me try to refresh it and see if I can get her. There she is. All right. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, the pearl of
hair.
Hey, man. I'm so glad y'all opened my mic because I'm having issues over here. I got all these damn devices and nothing wants to work right, so I'm trying.
Sorry. Right. We rebuke you, Satan. You're not going to stop her from getting through with what she's got for us. You can't do that. You have no power here, Satan. Get back. In
I know
the name
that's
of
right.
Jesus, you are binded from this place.
Okay. Okay.
Right. You're going to leave
right.
my sister alone. I fight for my family.
That's right. I got y'all, too.
We know you're willing.
With every fiber of my
body.
Don't play with it.
I know that's right. How's everything going?
Fair to admit me.
Lord. Now you're really showing your age. It's been a minute since I heard that one.
Well, I mean,
and
it's
always,
you know,
from the elders that I hear it.
Well, I am an elder now. You know, I'm young at heart, but I'm still an elder. You know, I got wisdom up under these grades. It's all good, though. It's all good. Yeah, I've had better days, but it's all good.
But we've had worse.
You got that right. Yeah.
You know, it takes the worst days so that we appreciate the better days.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, that's what they happen for, so we can appreciate them later on. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know I got some good days coming that I'm going to appreciate, because the last few days have been interesting. I'll leave it at that. Interesting. But that's all right.
Like I said, like they always say, you know what, it's not what you're going through, it's your attitude within the storm that you're weathering that makes the difference. So, try to keep a good attitude. You know you're going to get through it. You'll be all right.
Absolutely. Hey, trouble don't last always.
How you doing, Vin?
I'm doing pretty good, you. I'm doing all right.
That's what's up.
You mean y'all aren't love fighting tonight?
Oh, he tried. He tried. He tried. Oh, he tried. And Paul, I was crocheting. I was trying to make some little Converse booties for a little girl that was requested.
Okay.
I was concentrating. And it wasn't just him. It was him and Metaphoria. They was trying. I said, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And they kept on. They kept on. They kept on. Yep. I'm getting better. I'm going to learn how to ignore them soon.
Well, good luck with that one.
Thanks, Paul.
We both know they can be a little persistent when they choose to be.
Absolutely.
A little?
Both.
A little?
A teeny bit.
Well, I'm trying. Just a little bit.
Okay, a little.
Just a little.
We're going to
leave it at that. We're going to leave it at that tonight. So, Danielle, what did you first? What is peace to you?
Peace to me?
Yeah.
Letting go of every, letting go of control. Dang.
Mm.
You let go and you put it in God's hands. You don't have nothing to worry about.
I knew that right.
That's my peace of mind.
That's that wisdom you were just talking about.
I still got some control issues. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'm getting better every day. But I still, you know, I still let a little bit of stress in my life. But I'm getting there. I'm getting better.
Yeah, like I said, it's a process.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm
absolutely
under construction.
There you go. Because look, we didn't get to the rock bottom state that we once were overnight. It was a process
getting there.
So it's going to be a process coming out of it. But the beautiful thing about when you're coming out of it in Christ, it's all a learning process.
That's right.
When you go through it
and you can't
learn. You learn.
Yeah. Can't learn if you don't go through something.
That's right. That's right. So when you look at it that way, that takes some of the sting out of it, you know? Not quite so bad. When, okay, this is a chance to learn how to be a little stronger against some of the devil's tricks.
There you go.
That's beautiful.
Yes, yes.
There you go.
So my sister.
Yes.
My Nubian queen.
Yes.
My buddy. What did you bring for us this evening?
Well, I didn't write anything. The things that I did write recently were definitely not appropriate for this show, but this is an older piece.
Okay. It seems like the oldies but goodies are running the show right about now, but that's okay.
That's all right. Poetry is timeless.
Yes,
and praising God,
I know,
it never it never runs out. Okay. So.
That's right.
All right. This is called God Got You.
I know that's right. Mike Joy.
Thank you. The greatest gift in the world is the ability to help others see past the illusion of fear, release it, and recognize the divinity within. God comes through every storm you have going on in your life and will go through. And he will always make things calmer than what they actually are. Even when the winds start to disturb your calm waters and those waters turn into waves that start to flood your happiness and peace, God got you. When everything starts to seem like it won't get better, like it's just impossible for you to get over and you just can't win, God will come through in your situation to make things better, because there's nothing greater than him. So just know that you can make it and tell yourself, I know I can make it, even if you can't see it. God is coming through, and he starts that fight in the spiritual realm first. So by the time you start seeing it in the physical, the battle is almost over and won. So please don't give up. God got you. When you're being rejected, that's when the battle is being fought. And that's your cue from him to go harder, to step your game up and shine even more, to let them know that you are part of the chosen, that you don't need them because you're private property. So stay motivated and keep pushing. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God got you. And that's that peace.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. God got you. Now, that's a powerful piece.
Yes, it is.
And I think the way things are nowadays, we need to hear that, stuff like that. Because with everything that's going on, I'm sure there's some people that are feeling overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, it's when you're at your wit's end, that's when the battle's almost over. It's almost won.
Yep.
Hold on just a little longer. Hold on just a little bit longer. Joy comes in the morning.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
You did your thing with that piece.
Yes, she
did.
Thank
you.
Yes, she did.
Thank you.
It was a great piece.
Yeah.
Thank you.
God got you. Yeah, that's going. That should be the key word for the year, for this upcoming year. Gotcha.
Oh, I live by that. I live by every single day.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
You know, I was in here stressing. Because I got to have surgery at the end of the month if things go the way they're supposed to. If not, I'm going to have to deal with some serious, serious pain. And I was in here crying, literally, because I remember how that pain felt from dealing with something like this before. And I was like, I should call somebody from Epiphany because I don't want to be this by myself. I was crying. I said, you know what? You got to stop this. You're going to be all right. He got you. It's going to be all right.
And right away,
I calmed down because I know better. I know better.
Okay.
Regardless of what I have to deal with, I know he's going to be right there with me holding my hand, so I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all know I'm standing here.
Boy, that was hard to not comment on that, but I did.
You know what? What? You know what? You know what? I am so glad that I can bring y'all some joy like that. Every last one of y'all, because everybody like to pick on me, but it's all good. It's all good.
Y'all keep joy out of that. It's a good thing.
Because you just said it was hard for you to not comment on that. That's picking.
Well, that's not picking. He didn't just want to give his input.
That was like a flaw of my own. It wasn't about you at that moment.
Okay.
It was about me.
Okay. 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 I apologize.
You forgot I'm the master of escaping.
Oh, Lord. You know what? I'm not going to comment on that because it's going to go somewhere else. I'm going to leave that alone.
Oh. That's all right. Danielle, what is it that you have coming up in the poetry realm?
Oh, okay. What do I do? Okay. On alternating Saturday nights with poetic, I am in poetic therapy with Stan the Man Phillips, who I co-host with. And that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through healthy conversation and open mic poetry. Monday nights, I am 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with Epiphany CEO Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. I don't know if she's going to still be there, but I'm in there with Poetic as well. Now, y'all come on by because we have a second half of the show called Pick Up Your Pen, and that's a segment where it helps you tap into your creative side. Yeah. What else do I do? Oh, okay. Wednesday night, and I am in the love zone where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss D.I.P. Now, I can't mention this topic thanks to a certain co-host you're working with. But
what?
You guys are going to love it. You guys.
Uh-uh. I'm going to sip my tea on that one.
Oh, what wasn't it? It called me Shaggy. It wasn't me. Y'all are going to like it, though. You're definitely going to like it. Y'all come on by. Get caught up in the love song. That is Wednesday night at 9. Back to you, gentlemen.
You're
Thank
good.
You.
I'm going to tell you that. You're good. Because she sure piqued my curiosity. I have to make sure I call into that show just to see what the title or what the theme is. Cause you got me curious.
Oh, I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to like it. It's pretty good. I mean, well, it's right up my alley, but I still can't mention it.
Uh-oh.
You know.
Oh, Lord.
No, it's good. It's good. It's good. You know, play. It's wordplay, okay. So it's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
All right.
We're all poets, so I know you can understand.
That's right.
There you go. That's there right. you go. Beautiful thing. All right, my buddy, we're going to send you to the Praise Lounge, and we're going to bring on the next caller, who happens to be a certain sexy voice diva that I think you know of, by the way.
Hey, diva. All right. One love, one mic, gentlemen.
One love, one mic.
One love,
thank
one
you.
Mic. God bless you. All right.
Hello, how are you?
I don't know who that was we were talking about. That is none other than Ms. VIP. Welcome to the
Instagram. Hello. How are you? Thank you.
I'm doing better than I
did.
Hey, Ms. VIP.
Yes, there you go. Hey, Van, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
good. You got to hang in there now.
Yeah.
No
choice. What the song say? Baby, you yet holding on? I'm just holding on. You yet holding on?
That's right. Go ahead.
Well, you hang on in there, baby, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Only time you're sure to fail is when you let go and don't hang on a little longer. So. Hang on in there. Like we were saying earlier. Joy comes in the morning. Trouble don't last always. Better days are right around the corner. So just hold on just a little bit longer.
Just a little bit
just
longer.
A little. Even though I keep it to myself, sometimes wonder if that scale needs to be calibrated because he says he will never give us more than we can bear. But when I look back at hindsight, them things where I thought I wasn't going to make it through, I didn't see how it was humanly possible to make it through, I survived. So he's proven his word is true to me. You know?
Uh-huh.
And then
that's
that, that gives
my
me a stick my chest out a little bit more. Oh, yeah, I made it through that one. Or, excuse me, we made it through that one.
Right.
I know.
No, that's right, buddy.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
So, Miss VIP.
Yes, sir. What are you
doing for us to see? First,
my granddaughter said, Grandma, can you make up a piece that says I can do all things with God on my side? I said, I most
certainly
can.
Wow.
And I said, that's beautiful. Really beautiful. So, and as a matter of fact, it actually has what Paul said and what my granddaughter says. So this is untitled.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. COVID, Delta, Lambda, Omicron. What is the world coming to? Seems there's no hesitation in putting on a seatbelt. Next thing someone has the virus and crying out for a vaccination. So many deaths, so many tears. I ask God many times, is he sure about not giving us more than we can bear? Some blame God, saying he doesn't care. My friend Paul mentioned maybe God needs a recalibration. Faith gets stronger or it wanes. How will we ever find our way to be free of this situation? My granddaughter said, I can do all things with God on my side. He inhabits the praises of his people. Don't you know if you believe in him, love will abide? So we can overcome. If it will save me and mine, a mask is no problem to wear. I'll never blame God because he will protect us. He loves us and he really cares. And that's that piece.
Give your granddaughter a big old hug from
me.
Tell her that Uncle Paul.
I sure will.
For coming for urging you to write that piece. That is. And that's right on topic with the theme for tonight. I don't know what you were talking about earlier. Because
right,
with that in your mind,
you know that,
if you don't know what peace is,
you put in.
You need,
oh, my God. What peace is? Woo! I'm going to go ahead and answer that. Peace to me is when I can no longer be hyper-vigilant about my dad. That's when peace will come, when I can just go to bed not worrying about our thing. And you know what? I should take my mom's advice because my mom is like, listen, when I go to bed, I go to sleep. And whatever I find in the morning, God allows. So I'm like, she's so wise. So I said, okay, I'm going to try to keep that in my mind too. And sometimes it's difficult, but sometimes I can go to sleep with a little bit of help. But that's what peace means to me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, and that's important too. To get that peace, because caring for an ailing loved one, I know from firsthand experience, is extremely draining, mentally, physically, and spiritually. So I can understand you wanting that peace once again. You know, and I just pray that God gives it to you. In the midst of dealing with your father.
Yeah, because today he had an episode today, and my mom and I are looking at him, and he says something's wrong. And I'm like, oh. And I'm like, we're going to have to rush him out of here. And I said, listen, what do you feel? And he couldn't tell me. I said, are you in any pain? He said, no. So my thing is, if you're not in pain, we're just going to ease you on. We're going to love on you. We're going to spoil you to the end. You know what I mean? So, and he still couldn't tell me what was wrong, but he's still hanging in there by the grace of God.
Amen. Amen. But I want you and your mother to know that there is such a joy and a blessing to do what you're doing. Be there to help someone that you love retain their dignity and to go through whatever it is that they're going through. Seeing the familiar faces of loved ones constantly there. So pat yourselves on the back for that. Because a lot of people Some people can't do it, and I understand that. But there's some that just won't.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're too focused and too caught up in their own lives. So I take my hat off to the two of you for standing in the gap for your father. And I'm sure God is smiling down on you for doing just that.
Indeed.
That might bring you just a modicum of peace. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. And then I know you well enough to know that you got a little something out of that piece that she shared with us.
Oh, absolutely, man. I just, you know, God is just amazing at what he does. And when you come through and you do these kinds of pieces, and the mere fact that your granddaughter asked you to do this,
right,
and you agreed, you were agreeing to one of God's angels in that moment.
Amen.
You know, you didn't say no. You didn't hesitate to think about it. You just did. You just went for it. And that's exactly how God expects us to be. In the midst of everything that goes on in our lives, when God tells you to do something, you just do it. You don't question it. You just do it. And I applaud you for doing that. And that the piece was amazing, just amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
With the two of you divas going back to back, we're going to ask you to reiterate what you got going on. And Danielle failed to tell us what the theme was for your two show. So maybe you could fill us in on that.
Well, ma'am, we are never suitable for work, okay? So that topic will still be unannounced. But you'll have fun. Just come on through. That's every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. on Epiphany. And the alternate Fridays, I do Express Your Vibe. So you just come on in and whatever you're feeling, express. And that's at 9 as well. That's it.
All right. You know, for the Epiphany family, I would like for you to start posting your events on the event page, so that way there'll be something written in addition to the event pages that you put out, so we can get this out to as many people as we can, because each one of those shows on Epiphany are definitely something worth listening to or being involved in.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
absolutely.
Awesome. You got to support one another.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Because we be family. And that's what we do.
Yes.
We fight and love like family. Hey, you can't get no better than that.
Sure do.
We pray together. We cry together. We laugh together. We hope together. Yeah. I mean, what else do you call that other than family?
Yeah, we family.
Yes, indeed. We are family. All right. Take some more. all right, Ms. VIP, we're going to send you over with your partner in crime. And
all right.
And bring on the next caller. But I thank you so much for coming through and sharing that awesome piece with us.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
One love, one mic. God bless you.
One love, one mic. God bless you both.
Man, well, I tell you, out of the mouths of babes.
Yes, sir. That's for
that
certain.
That was a powerful piece that baby asked about. And it's just really rewarding to hear that it was a child that asked for something like that. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing to hear. The children are asking about God. asking.
And that's
but
a beautiful
she didn't
thing.
She asked to tell folks that you can do all things with God on your side.
That's right.
Because she
that's
already
right.
know what she's getting for at a young age. Mm. See, that's what proper raising is about. That's what we're supposed to do. We got to let these children know because these kids are the ones that are going to have to save the world.
Yes.
Our days are being numbered. Our days are dwindling. Oh, that's really refreshing to know that there are still soldiers being reared. It helps me go through my trials and tribulations in my senior years a little bit easier. Because I know soldiers coming up behind.
Oh, yeah.
All righty, we're going to keep things moving right along because we have a few more folks and we want to hear everybody. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in if you're listening in the, online. You've got an hour to do so because after 11 o'clock, you will not be able to call in. So with that being said, we're going to bring on another faithful caller to the Inspiration Factory. None other than Brother O.
How you doing, Paul?
Hey, what's going on, Brother
what's
O?
How you doing, Brother Van?
Doing good, Brother. How about yourself?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Glad to hear you.
That's a beautiful thing to hear.
Yes.
Yeah, Brother O. You've been listening for a little bit, so I'm going to ask you the same thing I've asked everyone else. And that is, what is peace to you?
Peace to me is just being still in the midst of a storm. With everything that's going on in the world today, you need to stand upon, God and allowing to guide you through the obstacles and challenges that we all face, you know, and sometimes you have to understand that we cannot always control what happens to us or what goes on around us. We have to know, we have to stand on God and maintain our peace through it all. Because only he can give you peace in the midst of what you're facing. Whatever it is. If you're grieving somebody, you're grieving somebody, you know, it's important to have peace whether you're in the hospital, whether you're facing a difficult situation, whatever it may be. Just stand upon God's peace because once you have peace in your spirit and in your mind, and the Satan can't touch you, he can't do nothing with you. All you got peace in your mind, that's where he tries to, the strategy tries to make you afraid, tries to make you doubt, put down your head. You have to have peace throughout everything that you may be going through now, brothers and sisters. Let me remind you, I'm facing a heart transplant, but yet I got peace about it because I know that God is going to bless me with a new heart. I don't know who it's coming from, I don't know when it's going to happen, but all I know, once it happens, I'm gonna be completely different.
I know that's right. You know that's encouraging to me to just
yes,
hear
sir.
That.
Yes, sir.
Even with heart surgery in the horizon, you still have peace.
Yeah, yeah. That's important. You gotta maintain your peace.
And absolutely.
In the midst of it, just like Jesus did when the great storm hit. So that's
okay.
That's how I'm approaching this thing, brothers and sisters.
You got to, bro.
Whatever situation you may be facing, right, whatever you may be going through, you got an issue with your family member, you got whatever you got going on, brothers and sisters, all I need you to know is that, all I need you to know that, maintain your peace, and let God handle it.
There you go. And you know what? That's some very simplistic advice. But yet something that it seems to be so hard for us to do. Or I should,
right.
I keep it to myself, for me to do. You know, and it's not like we don't know already. He's already shown us. You know, give it to him and he'll handle it.
Right.
But yet we still try to take charge. Sorry, right with that pitch.
No.
Yes, sir.
But we do need those reminders every here and there. So I thank you for that, all of brother. So my brother,
right,
what did you bring for?
Likewise.
I'm going to share a poem that I recently wrote while I've been here for 6 weeks, and I feel that it's important to address this issue of grief and sadness during the holidays. Because there's a lot of people that's grieving right now. And
yeah,
there's a lot of people that's grieving right now. And I felt it was important to write this poem to give a little advice.
All right. Awesome. The mic is yours, Ken.
My dear brothers and sisters, so this in life, the Racist Factory. These are very trying times for all of us on many levels. Life can be a trip full of grief and sadness, especially during the holidays. Every time I observe my news feed on Facebook or watch the news, I constantly hear about many of my friends losing either their parents, children, siblings, classmates, close friends, co-workers, or relatives every other day, or sharing stories about receiving bad news. While I've been hospitalized, I found out that two of my schoolmates and good friends, along with one of my fellow poets, lost their lives to this present threat to all humanity called COVID-19. 800,000 and counting have already lost their lives in this modern-day plague. And over 50 million Americans have contracted COVID-19 since last year, including high-profile NBA and NFL and high NHL players during the winter surge of the Delta variant. And now we face even more contagious variant called Omicron, which was first attacked in South Africa. This variant is spreading like a wildfire burned out of control. It is a clear indication that this pandemic is far from over. Another disturbing trend I've observed lately. I'm sending just as many messages of expressing my sympathies and condolences as often as I'm sending birthday messages, at least 2 or 3 days a week now. And that's the tripped out part of all this. My dear brothers and sisters, there are a lot of people hurting and grieving out here during the holidays. If it ain't one death occurring, another death is coming around the corner. This death wave that's going on right now is enough to send most people into a state of grief, sadness, and depression. Dear God, how much more saddening and grief do we have to endure? There's going to be a lot of unwrapped Christmas presents under the tree. There's lots of families planning memorial services and funerals during the holidays. There's going to be lots of empty chairs and spaces at the dinner table. Lots of people breaking down crying when the thoughts of their deceased loved ones appear in their minds. There'll be lots of people trying to cope with their losses by turning to alcohol, smoking, getting high and sleeping around to fill the voids in their lives. And there'll be lots of stories of past memories being shared and told while going through the grieving process. My dear brothers and sisters, please check up on your people to make sure that they're all right. Let them know that you are there to offer your support. Be that listening ear when they're grieving or depressed. Let them know that they are never alone. And it's okay not to be okay because we are all human. Let them know that you're either an instant message, text message, video chat, or phone call away. And let them know that everything is going to be all right. Brothers and sisters, I need you to tell your loved ones and friends how much you love them. I need you to tell them how much you appreciate them. I need you to tell them how grateful and thankful you are to have them in your lives, because you don't know if this will be the last time you see or talk to them ever again. Because tomorrow ain't promised to none of us. That's that peace.
Wow. Brother. Yeah. You came with a mouthful. Did that piece have a title?
Yes, it's called Dealing with Grief and Sadness During the Holidays is a Harsh Reality for All of Us.
Okay, hold on a second. Grief during the holidays. What came after the holidays?
Dealing with sadness, too. Dealing with grief and sadness during the holidays is a harsh reality for all of us.
All right, I got to make sure I get it right for the event page. But that was a powerful piece, and it was, you know, that one blessed me tonight because I'm going through that exact same thing that you're talking about. But what I particularly like, sometimes what I liked about that piece was you're saying it's okay to not be okay. So many people think that you have to. You got to say all the time, "Oh, how you doing? Oh, I'm good. I'm good." Knowing that you're dying on the inside. It's okay to not be okay. That's something that we need to hear. I really appreciate that. And the fact that you're reminding us, we need to check in on each other. We are our brother's people. We need to check on each other, especially if there's somebody going through a grieving period around a holiday, because it's even worse. I heard someone say that suicide rate like tripled during the holidays. Just that one phone call that we could keep a loved one could stop something like that from happening. So that was a very powerful piece, and it was something we definitely need to hear during this time. Thank you so much for that, brother.
And what I'm going to do is tomorrow, sometime during the day tomorrow, I'm going to do that same piece that I did just now. I'm gonna record while performing and reading the piece. Yeah, I'm gonna post it on Facebook sometime this week, if not tomorrow, but sometime this week. Cause I feel that that's a message that needs to be heard.
Definitely. And you go and do that. Make sure you can. That needs to be shared.
Right.
That definitely needs to be shared. Man, what do you have for that piece?
Man, I love Brother O pieces, man. Quite a testimony. And this piece is no different. Brother O, and I've told you before that God is truly honored at the work that you're doing for him. And I want to encourage you to keep on doing it, brother. In spite of what you got going on, your testimony is what's going to prevail.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And, you know, when we do, you know, I usually when you come through something, you have a testimony. But this brother took it to another level. He's got a testimony in the midst of the storm, so that's even a more powerful testimony. You know, and it's a good example to show others. Yeah, it's just because you're going through something, no man, you still can't find that peace. You still can't praise him. You still can't function. You know? Thank you so much for that.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're welcome. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming. And know
you, good brother.
You constantly in my prayers, Brother O.
Mine too, bro. Mine too.
Thanks, y'all.
You know,
I appreciate it.
I'm available anytime. Oh, I'm sure Van mirrors this sentiment that I'm available if you need somebody to talk to pray with, or whatever the case may be, to help you go through.
Oh, yeah.
I am.
Absolutely.
Right.
All right. All right, we're going to send you to the praise lounge to bring on this next caller. Brother O, thank you so much for that empowering piece.
No problem.
One love, one mate. God bless you, my brother. And next.
Thank you.
Amen. Next on the mic, we have a caller from the great country of Canada. None other than Lady A. God bless you.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Lady A. How you doing?
Good. How was your Christmas?
It was good.
Peaceful and happy, I hope.
Peaceful, yes.
Mine was
happy.
Excellent.
Yeah,
I didn't wake up before 4 o'clock. Well, it'll be before 4, 3 something. I slept until 3 something. I haven't done that. I don't know how long. So that made the day beautiful already. If nothing else good happened that day, it was already a perfect day.
Oh, good for you. That's great.
How was yours?
I brought a piece that I wrote about a year ago. I have a fascination with some of the U.S. states, like North Carolina, like the Carolinas, along the East Coast, I guess, mostly, and it's probably because of the water. And so I wrote this piece, and it's called Carolina Calling. So if I may.
Yes, it might be yours, Queen.
All right, thank you. Carolina Calling. Appalachian Mountains, Blue Ridge and Smoky Two, North Carolina rich in history. Let's review. Cape Hatteras Island, her famous lighthouse guides, ships and sails and all who fail to see land in darkest night. Decades, even centuries, hooves have danced in sand, silk manes and ponytails blow in Carolina's wind. Wild horses gallop and trot on shores of the Outer Banks. Freedom rides along the tides. For them, we all give thanks. From sea to mountains, music sings the legends, healing plants and herbs collected and preserved, like foxglove, Indian tobacco, butterfly weed, and Oswego tea. Appalachian medicines our good earth gives for our health. Beaches for worshippers of sun and sand and sea, white sand as far as I can see. Creator of perfect paradise, a magnetic force pulls me in. Holy ground, holy water gives us sustenance therein. In peace.
Wow. You have that rare ability with the visuals. I was just sitting there looking, thinking about, as you were reciting your piece, seeing, you know, the mountains with the little mist going across them, and the foxglove and all of the plants that you mentioned. And I really appreciate you bringing back to remembrance that so many of the plants have medicinal purposes to them.
Yeah.
Like you said, they have an earth gift. They're God's gift through the earth to us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need all these pills and chemicals that they're forcing down our throat, because God gave us everything we need to fight everything known to man. But they hush that and they stomp on that because they can't make the money if you can go out in the yard and pick a plant and cure yourself.
Yeah.
They don't even want us to know that, have that knowledge. So I appreciate you bringing that up. Beautiful piece. Beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Van, before I ask you this question, do you have anything on that piece?
Oh yeah. I love these kinds of pieces, because it takes you out of your normal element, and it requires you to bask in the essence of pure poetry.
What a lovely comment.
I love it. Thank you so much for it, Lady A.
Thank you.
Well,
wow.
Now, I'm I'm particularly curious to hear your answer to this next question, Lady A. And that
yes.
is, what is peace? What is peace to you?
You know, what it really is to me is my family. I have a lot of struggles with my kids and, you know, since my divorce, and it's been many years and nothing's been resolved. It's been very difficult. And so for me, peace is having them, I'll describe it like this, it's having all of my children under my roof, and just being in each other's presence. That's what peace is to me.
Amen. Amen. You know, a lady testified in church today that she had been praying for quite some time to have all of her kids under one roof at one time together. And she came into church today testifying about that. And you could see the joy and the peace in her face as she's speaking about that. So I completely understand what you're talking about with that. And I truly pray that you receive that soon. Because what I saw in her face.
I struggle with that part of it, you know, about, you know, how God doesn't give you anything more than you can stand. And I can't stand anymore, and it's been very, very hard without going into a whole lot of detail, and I just feel like I don't know what the purpose is. I don't know what happened. I don't know why. I don't understand any of it, and I don't understand most of all why I begged to ask the Lord what is happening. Like, you know, tell me what to do. What can I say? What can I do? There's nothing, and I don't understand any of it. And I know I'm being vague, but I just, you can't take, I mean, my kids are grown, and they've got grown kids of their own now, and it's been a long time, and I feel like because things are, they don't deal with anything verbally. They hold everything inside, and I'm the complete opposite. And I can't make them speak, or even if I try to, they get angry and that sort of thing. But I think that when you hold stuff inside, it manifests itself in other ways that passive-aggressive behavior comes out, and I'm a believer in talking things through. I think you have to talk, you have to communicate to get things off your chest, because then you suppress them, and you can become more and more angry. Anyways, I'm rambling on, but I just find it really hard. I find it very difficult. And this Christmas was on one hand, I had, you know, all my grandkids came on Christmas Day, but my girls didn't come at all. They didn't even call me. And
so you're doing the right
thing. Really hard.
You put it in prayer. Put it in prayer. Lay it at the throne and leave it there. Don't take it back and start worrying about things again. Leave it there and sit there and wait with anticipation, waiting for the Lord to answer your prayer. See, we hold our prayers up sometimes when we snatch them back. God's not going to fight us for things that we lay at the throne. He ain't going to fight us over it. This is something that we have to do. And this shows our true faith in him. Leave it there and watch and see what he will do. Trust him.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to in his life that he answers your prayers. So trust him again.
I guess I'm trying to fix it for him.
And we can't
and
do
I can't.
That.
I
understand what you're saying with that. I'm guilty of that myself, but like, God needs my help. Come on now. How arrogant is that? How arrogant is that? But, you know, it's difficult. not to because you want it so bad. But
yeah.
Trust and believe God's going to bring it to fruition when all the pieces match together perfectly. One person might not be ready to do this right now. So you've got to be patient until everybody's on the same page and God brings everybody together right at that perfect time when that meeting will be a reward and a blessing. So just be patient and trust him. Wait on the Lord.
Thanks.
You're quite welcome. We thank you for that wonderful piece you brought through. A Carolina calling. Carolina calling. And I not too long ago left North Carolina to come back up north. So I kind of miss it a little bit.
Are you from North Carolina originally?
No, no. My daughter talked me into coming down.
I visited there once. I was in Asheville, but that was on inland on the mountainside, and I thought it was a very beautiful state to visit.
It really is.
For sure.
It definitely is. Day-Day, we thank you so much for taking time to share with us and to bless us with that beautiful piece.
Thank you so much.
To go to North Carolina. Okay. If my daughter heard that, she'd have been on me. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad she didn't call in here tonight.
Where is she at? Is she on the coast or is she inland?
She's in Charlotte.
Okay.
Just up the road.
And that's not far from you either, is it, Ben?
It's about 2 hours.
Okay, that ain't far.
That ain't too far.
Now, if you're a road hog like me, so when I go to visit her, I'm going to have to make time to come visit you and see what your cooking is like.
Oh, man. Absolutely. I just got a nice little Christmas gift. I got my daughter got me a Cajun sample pack with some gumbo base, some Cajun fish batter. Oh, I'm gonna buy me some trout sometime this week.
You finna have some fun, huh?
Oh yeah, I'm.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I know the answer to it, but do you know where the word Cajun comes from?
Of course. But won't you go ahead and enlighten the masses? I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it because I know you want to tell it. Go ahead.
In I think it was 1755, they had what they called the expulsion of the Acadians up here where I live, and many of them went to Louisiana, and when they got there, they were not allowed to live in the cities like in New Orleans or any place that they were pushed out into the bayou, and so they lived in the swamps, and then eventually the name Acadian was bastardized and called Cajuns, but that's where that comes from. They're from people from up around where I live.
Yep.
The Acadians.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that. So
see you told it a lot better than I could.
What was your version? I'd like to know.
No, my version would have just been a few simple words. Just people from up north who you don't want to hear it. It's okay. You did a great job.
You did more history lesson in that.
Yeah.
The story is interesting,
though.
If you want to
really
Google it, the expulsion of the Acadians. Yeah.
Yep.
I plan on doing it after the show because that's really interesting because that shows a real deeper tie between Canada and the U.S. And that's really interesting. I got to check into that. Thank you.
That's what I found fascinating when I went to Louisiana. I found there was a lot of local names, you know, the French names. They were French people that went there. That's where they got. So they keep their culture down. That's where you get all that Cajun cooking. That's from the Acadians.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting. That's very interesting. Thank you for that. Man, I tell you, we get We get praise on. We get educated. Look, we some educated folk up in here.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I won't tell
you
to quiet
the praise
now.
Map, but I want you to know that I will be praying for your family situation.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my honor. All right. One love, one mic. God bless you.
One love, one mic.
God bless you.
You too.
Wow. And that was very interesting about the Arcadians. I never knew that. Huh. Learn something new every day.
Sure. Absolutely.
All right. Van, I'm going to leave the controls to you because you know what I'm getting ready to do.
Absolutely. So are you ready for the next poet on the mic?
Absolutely.
Amelia T. Davis.
Good evening, Kings.
Good evening, Amelia. What's going on?
I am fabulous. Thank you for asking. We have been, on this show however many years, and we discuss about bringing this piece or that piece that would help somebody else out. And I have to say to y'all tonight, everybody who has commented and done their pieces has really helped me greatly. I've been struggling with a lot of various issues, and it's fascinating how somehow us poets all seem to share some kind of consciousness that runs through all of us. And I just wanted to tell everybody who took the mic tonight, thank you very much. As far as Lady A, I have difficulties with my son. I have lost my ex-husband, so I feel you 100 on that. As far as Danya, I too am facing some serious surgery, and I feel you on that. And Brother O always brings inspiration, and you think about all the heart surgeries that he wasn't supposed to make it through, and now once again he's got to face the ultimate surgery, and how inspiring he is and empowering he is. And I just wanted to make that comment real quick. I do have an answer for you about peace.
And what might that be?
For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way.
Well, I guess it can't get no better than that. Because that's straight from the mouth of God. So, thank you for that.
Initially,
for
I thought about, like, thank you. Initially, when you first said it, my mind first went to the earthly, like, being in, having no stress and being in harmony and but then I took it up higher to the godly type of peace. So
yeah.
Amen.
Well, you can't get no better than the godly peace. That's for sure.
Amen. Because that says it all, doesn't it? Because whether it's spiritual or, fleshly, that still is the ultimate peace.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Indeed.
Yeah, so we thank you for bringing that, because we all need a little bit of peace in our lives.
Ooh.
Amen.
Like you
said, about it.
Especially
about
in
it.
These times, right? You know?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, and what I love about his peace is that it has you scratching your head sometimes, wondering, well, why am I so calm in the midst of all of this? Because that's that peace that surpasses all understanding. You can't grasp it, you know. You can't grasp it, so you just ride the wave and enjoy it. Don't even try to figure it out. Figure that the why doesn't matter. The fact that it exists and that he blessed you with it is all that you need to dwell on.
That's it.
Amen.
So
I'm bringing you this piece. It's like 3 years old. It's called Trump Triumphant in the Darkness.
Okay. That's a good place to be triumphant. The mic is yours, Queen.
In my darkest hour, I'm reminded of his great and mighty power. In my weakness, as tears flow down my face, I feel his presence, his great love and mercy bestowed upon me as my body shakes with emotions overflowing. My Savior, who sacrificed all for me, knows well my pain, for he endured it all. In life, we are faced with so much pain, struggling through our obstacles that it feels like we have been abandoned. Yet, that is exactly what the enemy, Satan, wants us to believe. It is then we must listen for that soft whisper over all the noise of the world, hearing his voice of assurance and love. As the hurricane rages around your soul, he is there in the midst, a calmness of endurance. In Philippians 4:7, we find, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. It is his peace that he grants us during our most difficult hours. His mercy of love abounding. He knows we are weak, frail creatures. In his love and grace, we find our strength and healing of the most severe of wounds. As I am deeply shaken and broken, I feel his healing powers restoring me, not to what I once was, but to a improved me, far better than I once was. We are not just assailed in the natural world, but our spirits are in a war in the spiritual realm that manifests into the physical world. We find in Ephesians 6:12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. His renewing powers are found in 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 19. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is,
that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their transgressions to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. I know that eventually the clouds of pain shall pass, and once again the sun shall shine brightly in my life. How much sweeter will the sun rays be upon my flesh after such a mighty rainfall? Rainbows streaking the skies of my tomorrows, bringing beauty and glory. Triumph shall be mine, for I am his daughter, guaranteed by his promises of victory. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. And peace.
All right. The assurance that you spit that piece with, Amelia. I have a feeling that you know that you are a child of the Most High. I like that. The piece was powerful, and you backed it up with your scripture reading so that we know that this isn't just your thoughts. This is the word of God. So I appreciate you for bringing that truth to us. Even in the midst of the storm, he is there. You need to remember that. That is cause to relax a little bit.
I needed to hear it just for myself, you know, to remind myself as everybody else, because, you know, there can be difficulties and problems that make us wonder at times, but yet we have to stay strong in that knowledge, you know, that humanity may assail us, they may do all kinds of various things, but we have to stay solid in the knowledge that, you know, we are his children, and he is with us. So, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I needed to reiterate it to myself, not just for you all.
Amen. You know, sometimes the things that we write are cathartic because there are things that we need to hear for ourselves. But see, that just shows you how wonderful God is, because what we thought we were writing for ourselves, he had somebody else in mind to bless with that peace. You know, because that's why it's so important that we do more than just write. We have to share it. We have to share those pieces because God has somebody in mind. And that was the purpose of writing that piece. So I thank you for your obedience and for that piece.
Amen. Man.
Yeah, I enjoyed the biblical interpretations throughout this piece. The word of God must go forth no matter how you deliver it. We all need to be reminded. Even if it comes in the form of poetry, blended in with all the lines. So I appreciate you giving us that reminder throughout this piece.
Much appreciated, King. I always try to bring the lessons I've learned, and I had gotten past things and was expressing, you know, what I'd learned, and here I am going through something different, yet the message still is helpful to myself
right.
And prayerfully to many others.
Yeah. Beautiful thing. The truth will fit any of the changes, the differences of situations. But the truth is the truth. God is there with you. So no matter what it is.
Oh, yes.
The truth stays the same and fits right on in there. You as well, Amelia, are in my prayers and will continue to be in my prayers. Like Brother O and Mama O and Van's father, Adrian's father, I have a prayer list that I pray for. And
quickly, I'd like to say, you know, my sympathies and my prayers up for Deborah's family.
Thank you.
There's been quite a few outpouring in group. I don't know if you've seen it, but you might want to look at that. And we also had somebody else in the poetry community lost their wife. I don't think either one of you might know this person, but it's been a difficult year for many folks with the losses.
Yeah, the poetic community has taken quite a toll this year.
Absolutely. Much love, y'all. One love, one mic. God bless.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. God bless you. Yeah, the poet, it's like it's something personal on the poetic community. We've lost so many this year. I guess that might mean we're doing our jobs. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, he's coming after us because we're sharing the word of God. We're empowering people. We're counteracting some of his effects on people. But that's all right because God got us. God got us.
Yes, sir. Next up on the mic, y'all.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
You sure you ready?
Yes, I'm anxious. Yeah. Stop playing with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Metaphoria. What's going on, bro? What's going on?
It's that time of year again. It's come to a close of this year. This is the last Sunday of 2021. I figured I would come back through with the church announcements. We are looking for volunteers to scrub the baptismal pool at least once a month.
Keep your finger
and
on the
Brother Jenkins. Brother Jenkins, that was not funny when your grandson had those Alka-Seltzers in his pocket at the last baptism. You know, Sister Jenkins almost broke her hip. You know, it kind of scared her. Also, if anyone knows the whereabouts of Sister Jenkins' wooden leg, she needs that back. The Church Double Dutch Championship is coming up in about 3 weeks, and Sister Jenkins is in the finals. So if someone could return that leg or any information on that leg, it'd be greatly appreciated. Last thing, I know that the semi-trucks have not been making a lot of deliveries, but we cannot continue to have communion with saltine crackers. We need the oyster crackers back. The saltines do not have the same effect with the grape drink. We'll run out of grape juice. We're down to grape drink. We need you to put some more in the offering plate come Sunday because it's starting to get rough out here. We've got to stay strong with each other like a fat woman's high heel and stay tightly knit like a Kurt Franklin suit. You know, we're in a time of darkness. It's about as dark as that dark ring that go around the back of light-skinned women's necks. You know, so we got to stick together as one during this time is all I'm saying. I just want to come forth and bring the church announcements. You know, be blessed, those that are hearing other announcements, as well as the speaker. But how y'all doing?
Going all right. Thank you for those announcements.
Yeah, I try. A lot of people don't know what goes on behind the scenes. But, you know, we got to keep this together.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
I heard y'all got a question y'all asked tonight. What was the question y'all asked?
I'm almost afraid to ask you, but when I ask you, I'm going to spell the word. What is EACE?
Peace to me, true peace to me is when you find that woman that understands when the football game is on to continuously make your bottom lip touch your top lip
until the game is over. That is true peace and tranquility right there.
Oh, man, that's true peace.
You know, I couldn't think of a more peaceful state.
I'm not going to say whether I agree or disagree with that, but what I am going to say is, boy, you're going to get yourself in trouble with that one.
I'm just saying, you know, that's the way, that's the road they need to take. That's the road of righteousness. Is the part of it is being quiet when the football game is on. We can talk about the other stuff later. You know, it can wait. We don't make no noise when they watching them soap operas. They need to not make so much noise when we watching the football game. That's all I'm saying.
So you're saying that's not the time to talk about whose turn it is to walk the dog, huh?
That is not that time.
Not time about that. You know, sometimes, you know, even if you need prayer at that time, you can pray yourself. You can wait till the game is over and then I'll join in, but it ain't nothing wrong with praying yourself. They say go into your prayer closet. It don't say go into your prayer front room or den. It says your prayer closet and pray. So that means by yourself, go ahead and do your thing. And I can join in after the game is over. It says something like that. And you got to look in the peace psalms. That's where probably you can find that in the peace psalms. It'll tell you something about to be quiet when the football game is on.
Yeah, I think so, sir.
Yeah, you're looking for second corona, you know.
All right.
I tell you, the book I stay away from is that Revelation. Revelation were literally, I'm going to say this, and I'm not, y'all feel me when I'm saying it. I'm not saying it as a cuss word, but Revelations was seriously scared the hell out of it. But you get to reading Revelation, you can think about changing your life and everything you're doing wrong. And so you won't get into a book that makes you make some changes within yourself. Start in Revelation. Cause I promise you don't want to be here to witness some of that stuff that's supposed to go on. I don't want to be here.
You ain't never lied about that. You ain't never lied about that.
But it's been a rough couple of years. You know,
one of the things in Revolution, just one is enough to make me want to change things, let alone
did
all
you say
in
Revolution?
Revelation.
He did say
Revolution. Oh, my goodness.
Revolutions, too. Yeah.
Well, it is a revolution.
Yeah, it won't be televised either. It'll be live.
Okay.
Well, like I said,
yeah,
it's been a rough couple years, you know, for everybody. This pandemic stuff is crazy. This life is crazy, period. But I just want to say, you know, even as rough as it may get, enjoy the roughness of it. Because one thing about it, you still here. I mean, it can always get better, but it can always get worse, too. So long as you're here to go through whatever you're going through, just know there's light on the other end of that tunnel. You just got to make it through there. A lot of people woke up dead this morning, but you didn't.
Okay.
You got to enjoy that. I hope to wake up a whole bunch more mornings, you know.
You and me both.
you and me both. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But I just wanted to call in and mess with y'all. I ain't got no peace, so Paul, don't ask me to spit no peace. Didn't say that before you say anything. You're just going to get it. You're going to get a blank instrumental. I did not bring a peace. I just come talk to y'all for a minute. But go ahead, which is what you was trying to say there, Paul.
We appreciate that as well. But you knew exactly where I was going. But you beat me to the punch, so I will not ask that question.
Yeah.
Your comedy, because you know, praising God doesn't have to be always so sober, somber. You know, you can laugh and still praise Him, and you definitely bring that, David. And I appreciate that ability. I really do. You know, we all share the Word of God and show our love of God in different ways. You definitely show it with your comedy. So I have to offer you, bro, on that. And that's some real rap.
I appreciate that. More people need to learn to laugh. If you want to make somebody laugh with you, next Sunday is first Sunday, so that's communion day at church. Take your napkin, like a handkerchief and stuff in there. When you get ready to have communion, stuff it down in the collar of your shirt like you're finna have a whole meal. I guarantee you the people sitting on the pew with you going to laugh.
I don't know where he comes up with this from, but that man is so special.
Too funny, bro.
Yeah.
Hey man,
but
you want to
let y'all go
you, before you head off? You want to let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany?
tomorrow, Monday night, on Epiphany Radio, we are coming back with Do What You Like. Everybody's invited. Everybody. Maybe not everybody, but a lot of people invited, you know. we're going to have some fun, you know. You can believe that. We will not be as politically correct as we are here tonight. There will be some healings going on of different kinds. We may even lay hands, but it's going to be in a different manner of what we're doing here tonight at the Inspiration Factory. So when you show up, if you show up to do what you like, know that we're doing what we like as well. So if you get offended, there's a little red button on your phone you could push. And we won't be offended by it at all. Just push that button and go on about your life. But if you want to have a good time and have you some laughs and come and get some off your chest, come on through tomorrow night. That's what's about. We're going to do a year in review of a lot of the stuff been going on. But come get some off your chest. You know, that's the place to do it. You can cuss over there. You just might need to do a good life to feel better for the year end. Come on through, do what you like, and get that off your chest. We're going to get some relief tomorrow.
I know that's a good.
We will be banging on you, so just be prepared for that as well. We will not talk to you as long as Paul has talked to everyone tonight, but we will give you about 30 good seconds, 35 seconds, or something like that, of commentary.
Okay, that sounds pretty good though. You can dump all your junk before the new year comes in. Get it off your chest.
Yeah, there you go, Paul. You be sure to come through and you share your testimony about the Urshas at the church with the big old booties on them that you watched the time or two.
All right, Dave. Thanks for coming through. We'll see you tomorrow night. I'll do what you like. Ladies and gentlemen, one Mr. Metaphorio. One love, one mic, bro.
Love you, Dave. God bless you, bro.
Yeah, one love, one mic. He let his church announcements roll over just a little bit too much. I think he forgot that he was standing close to the pulpit. I think that's what happened. That's what had happened.
Okay, that's what had happened, huh?
Yeah, that's what had happened. That's what happened. Are we ready for the next artist on the mic tonight?
I most certainly am.
We got Mama Oladeji.
All right, the all around queen. Gangsta Grammy.
All right. I forgot to push one, but I've been listening. Yes.
We saw you.
Welcome.
No, I know. Absolutely. I forgot to push. As a matter of fact, I didn't forget to push one. My phone did something funny. It didn't register the one. I don't know what happened. But anyway, I'm glad you reminded me. I need you to pray for two people, you two guys, you two prayer warriors. One named Preston and one named Kelly. My son, so he doesn't have COVID, but my grandson Jossie has it, and his girlfriend has it, and his whole all his roommates have it, and then now my best ride or die buddy, she got it, but she doesn't have any symptoms, but her husband got it real bad. So I want you to pray for all those, and then I'll read my piece, please.
All right. Darren, would you like to do the honors?
You said Preston and Kelly, right?
Preston and Kelly. Preston is on the ventilator. Kelly, I want you to pray for his spirit, for God to change his spirit and make him a better son. Now, the rest of them have COVID. So that's my grandson, Jossie, and his roommates, and his girlfriend, and my little granddaughter, Zainabu, but she doesn't have any symptoms either. Her and Yvette don't have symptoms. They just have COVID, but they're around it. And so they could be taking it to other people. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Let us go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just come to you right now regarding the sick and shut in regarding this COVID, Lord God. Father God, for whatever reason that you have allowed this thing to happen, Lord God, we're asking for your healing hands right now, Lord God. Touch those that are fighting this illness, Lord God, those on the ventilator and those who are just circulating in the household, Lord God, the roommates, Lord God. Father God, cover them right now, Lord God.
We know you to be the ultimate healer, Lord God. It's not the doctor's say-so. It is your say-so. So, yeah. Father God, please touch these warriors. Please, we're pleading with you. And, Father God, for Kelly, Lord God, for him to be better, a better son, a better man of God, to honor you, Lord God, to honor his mother, Lord God. The word says that children obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right, so that you may have long-lasting life on the earth, Lord God. So, Father God, we believe that right now, Lord God. We believe that you, while you give man free will, you have ways of touching us, Lord God. You have ways of pricking us in our hearts, Lord God, to make us turn towards you. So, Father God, we honor you and we praise you because we know that our prayers are not falling on deaf ears. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. I feel better already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
So here we go. The name of this piece is a prose poem called No More. And since people are leaving here so fast and it's getting closer and closer to your circle, your group, your clan, whatever, I was thinking that maybe we should write more about the character of our loved ones that are already gone to the other side so that people would never forget them. Because, you know, in writing, a lot of famous writers have invented characters that weren't even here, or they would find a character that they really liked and kind of like use that, animate that character and actually make that character famous. And sometimes it would be real people. So this piece that I'm writing now, it might be adding more and more onto it, but I want everybody to go to my brother's page. He passed away last year. And his name was Tony Rankin. And he's the one that took me all over the globe to Jamaica, taught me how to speak Patois and introduced me to so many different cultures. He just, that's what he did. And he went over to Taiwan. I think it was Taiwan. And I think he got COVID over there and the hospitals weren't that great. So he passed away. But if you go to his page, Tony Rankin is still up. You will see pictures and his notes and lifestyle and everything, and just get to know him and keep his spirit alive. So, again, this piece is called No More.
Your mic is yours.
They were here, but now they're not. You know they were here because they gave birth to you, or you gave birth to them. They were here, but now they are gone. Only traces of them, only memories that we keep. Traces of them leak from the words we speak. Keep them alive in words. Tell about their deeds and character that made them a character. Tell us, as we can animate them in our minds and see them with our hearts. If you forget them and tell no one, they will be smothered by history and events. They will not be as memorable as the dinosaur. Tell me, tell them, speak of them, mention them, keep the stories alive. Keep their memories alive. Speak their names, just magic in those names. Tell the story of those incredible incidents. Never let your children forget. Keeping a spirit alive is up to the spirit keepers, the speakers, and the humorists. Oh, don't let that humor die. Don't let them die. As long as someone remembers, you will not vanish like a vapor. Yes. You will be extended throughout time like a wonderful folktale, like a favorite children's story told over and over, speaking power into personalities, memories shared, the power over living and dying. Memories have power. Never forget them. Put them in your heart, never to be forgotten. Then plant them in the hearts of others. They were here, but now they're not. Spirits fly. They are not flesh anymore. They came and brought us joy. They gave birth to us, or we gave birth to them. We can never let them surely die. They were here on earth in our lives, and we must remember them always. Our children, our grandchildren must know of them. Old photos can bring to light their worth on earth. Not every soul is written about in shame or for fame, but still they were famous to us, and we must share their stories, their personality, and keep them in our memory banks. Memories are the spirits of our loved ones. God gave us family and friends for a reason, to keeping them alive with our tongues, to the keeping of their lyrics and their songs. Their lyrics are for them. And we speak constant words about those that have traveled on. We are the gatekeepers, the griots, the poets, the town criers. Use your words and thoughts and share them. I guarantee we shall help you love them, and we shall help you remember that they walked on earth and that if they once were here in the flesh, we now know only the spirit is left, and I thank God for allowing me to remember, just to remember, without knowing their stories and accomplishments. Nothing is left. Us who are left behind must share those we love, or they will be no more. They would be of grains of sand. Our loved ones would be as if they never were. And if they never were, that would be a disaster. And no one will remember that we were here. No one left to remember that they had come. And then we also were not. Last one written in 2021, Oladeji Dikiyakwa, 25th, 2021.
And you went out with a bang.
Thank you.
You went out with a bang.
Thank you.
That reminder of, you know, because historically our culture has survived the length of time that it has because we passed down things about our ancestors or our forebears. It's very important that we do that. And that is how we keep them alive. You know, that's a very, very, very important reminder. And I appreciate that coming through tonight. And I like what your thoughts about writing for somebody's qualities and somebody that's passed on. I'm going to get started on that tonight.
Oh, wow.
I got two homework assignments now. Y'all put me to work tonight. I don't know if I like y'all. You and Lady A. But that's okay.
Right.
I love it because they're both worthwhile causes. But yeah, I'm gonna write one about my mama.
Right.
So
that's what I wanna hear.
If not
yes.
the next show, but the show after that, that's going to be the theme for the show.
Right, right. You know, we have some characters in our lives. We have some characters in the memories in our hearts. And as poets and griots, like I said in the piece, let's share them. Let us get to know the loved ones and stuff that we liked about them. You know, and like David Mott was saying about the lady at church or the little boy that got with the Alka-Seltzer in his pocket. I mean, you know, sometimes these are real events, and it's like so funny. You know, you just can't make up some of the stuff, you know. It's like you have to have a great imagination. Yeah.
So
thank you for letting me share, and I love you both. Good night.
Love
Good
you
night.
So much, Mama.
God bless you. Absolutely, God bless you. Absolutely.
Wow.
Whew,
that
man.
Piece.
She came back.
That
she
piece.
Came back with some vengeance.
Okay. And she ain't even home yet.
Oh, man. Right.
She's still a convalescing. So y'all can imagine what she does when she's at 100%. Okay? That woman's pen knows no bounds. And we are blessed all the more for her. Wow.
Absolutely.
Is that all the hands we have raised, Van?
No, sir. We got Just Jay in the building. What's good with you, Just Jay?
Oh, all right. Are
What's
you
good,
muted?
Brother?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
There he is. What's going on, my brother? Welcome.
What's happening?
Paul Sampson, poetic. This is a tandem right here. Oh, man. Oh,
thank you, brother.
All right.
For God's glory, man. Not ours, man. Not ours.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All the way. It couldn't be no other way.
I know. That's right.
What's been the topic for tonight? I came in. I called my mother, Daisy. It was good to hear my mother, Daisy. And not 100%, but, you know, her 75 better than a lot of people's 100.
Okay. Okay.
Sure.
You ain't lying about that. But tonight we are talking about peace and what it means to us. So we're going to ask you that question also. What is peace to you? P-E-A-C-E.
I think it means... I think man has been trying to achieve it for a very long time. You know, throughout the ages, ever since the first slaying of Cain and Abel. We've gotten more efficient at not keeping it. We've gotten more crafty at the politics that we play to in order to power broke and things like that. But as far as man coming up with peace, I really don't see that as something that could ever actually happen. I think it's going to take God's kingdom to go ahead and usher that in to cause that to happen.
Mm.
Amen. Yeah, I think you might be right on that. That ultimate peace, I think, is only a blessing and a gift of his.
Yeah, think about it sometime of if Satan hadn't seduced Eve in the Garden of Eden, where will we be at now as far as human race? Yeah. Now, you know, the one thing that comes to mind is that Adam and Eve were perfect before that happened. So they would still be here right now. They along with their other sons and the rest of that. But you know, it's the equation is going to be balanced. It's going to be balanced.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ giving
well
his
said.
Life was a large part of that balancing.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Very well said. But I tell
appreciate
you, there's some really wise people that come through this Inspiration Factory. Wouldn't you agree, Van?
Absolutely. Beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Man.
Hey, appreciate y'all having me being you here, man.
Appreciate you being here, man.
We appreciate you guys for coming. Yes, indeed. I don't speak for Van too often, but I can definitely speak on that. We appreciate you for coming through. So
yes,
what did
sir.
You bring for us?
I got this spiritual piece that I had been kicking around. I refined it up a little bit. I'm just going to go into it.
The mic is yours, King.
Thank you, brother. The stupidity of man has made a treacherous bed for him to lay his head, a pillow of earth on which to slumber. This is where man was led and now dwells. A land rich with chemicals and fine oils, the byproducts of man's many resolutions. As man spreads these resolutions luxuriantly on his face, these resolutions to his food for taste, in the promise of fame, riches, and prosperity, for the very few of them, that is. But even the world's most successful man will still die. And that's the question that's at hand. After having toiled and piddled for oh so little, not able to take a cent to his earthen pillow, and still they were not happy for their share. When they came to God, they did not care for the knowledge of harmony or the wisdom to wield it. Nor did man respect God's dynamic power that created the universe or accept his love of the gentle creative hand when it was in their midst. How far, how counter to their intended nature, they chose to worship the creation rather than the creator, the same creator that formed every organ, every cell, every atom, every quark, gluon, and Higgs boson in their bodies. Jah placed life on this earth, in this solar system, in this galaxy, and contained it within the universe. And this universe is immersed in time, and it all so seamlessly works. The finest watch in all of the universe is the universe. So scientists diligently research and search about the complexity of the universal clock and the treasure troves of its smaller parts, for the most part, control of humans, minds, and hearts. Writing books and giving lectures, while they rain money and accolades like jewels upon them, as they boldly profess. No proof of God here either. Universal synchronicity is all by chance. We are our own gods, because we should dearly love ourselves, has become man's newest mantra. While innerly aching and breaking and hating the festering wafting from their hearts. Because they know life's purpose should be so much more. So man secretly spends his day unfulfilled. Vessels yearning to be emptied by their creator and refilled. To the rim, the perfection. They have long sought for their perfection through science to no avail. Because wisdom escapes them. So they borrow God's tools and subvert the uses while tearing away from their own house for firewood. And they look at themselves and say, this is good. As they subjugate the people to the fire of their furnaces. And the smoke stacks heat carcinogens onto the plants. And it is eaten by the meat of the air, of the sea, and from the land. When will man stop being so rude and accept his own ineptitude to even follow his own rules and humble his foolish self in the accurate knowledge of God? Boom.
Wow. You hit on so many points in that piece, my brother. Wow. I don't think of much else to say, but wow. It's definitely a piece that gets you to thinking, you know, about just how far we've sunk. And it challenges me to what can I do to kind of do my part to counteract some of the damage that we've done. Like you said, you know, we're poisoning ourselves, basically.
And you know what? It's not even all of us, but we are a part of it, you know, because we do consume the products that these big companies make, and they dump the byproducts into the water, and then we drink the water, and if they really want your land, then they might lobby to go ahead and poison everybody in the city and then go ahead and get it for real cheap.
Yeah, yeah. And there were so many jewels in that piece. I'm blown away, and I thank you for bringing that tonight. That just was the piece de resistance for the evening.
Thank you, brother.
A heck of a way to close the evening, brother. That piece right there. Yeah. It's definitely food for thought. Sam, what do you
have? Y'all take
that?
It easy. Oh.
Hey, I got a couple of points about the piece. This has got to be the longest piece that I've actually ever heard outside of Silly Duck. and it's not a bad thing. It just lets me know that you as an artist have the ability to do more And sometimes I feel like you may be cutting yourself off when you do shorter pieces. You may not be done.
Wow.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And then the other thing that I will say is I felt you going into a character with this piece. And because it's a spiritual piece, God just needs the true, authentic you when you deliver a piece like this. But I thoroughly enjoyed the piece, man. I was just like, whoa. I was like, okay, Jared, all right. I hear you, bro. Let's get that knowledge, bro. Let it out.
You know what, man?
Let it out.
Yeah. I'd be having to be careful.
You hiding that
from us,
man?
I can't go into it with the middle state of pomp and attitude. If I do, I've done it before, and I didn't even know that was on me, and it fell flat.
No, don't listen. Okay. One thing's for certain: when you're doing something for God, it's never falling flat, bro. Never.
That's right. Never ever.
Yeah, but the people only see the person, though. Also. So we do have to appeal to that somewhat.
You cannot worry about the people. You are doing it for God. And if the people don't get it and the people don't understand, then guess what? That's between them and God.
That's just like
a pastor giving a word and somebody don't receive it or don't agree with it. And then God got to show them later, this is why you needed that word. So, nah, bro, don't worry about the people. Don't worry about the people.
Yeah, but I do have to worry about how I'm carrying myself in front of people, too, though.
You and God, bro. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All day long. On the other end, that's all day long. Because the funny thing is, man, is people always seem to think that they hiding from God. I'm like, yeah, I know God can see what you're doing. Matter of fact, you know he already know what you're about to do before you do it.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Before
I ain't
even thought about it.
Now, I'm going to give you this quick analogy, right? Now, you remember the original Clash of the Titans, right? The original Clash of the Titans. Right,
yeah.
And you remember when my dude was trying to hide from Medusa, and he was peeking around that wall. He's peeking around that corner. Remember that? That's when we doing wrong. That's how we be looking to God when we be doing wrong. We be like, "Do he see me?
Look
yes, he see you."
Yeah, and I'm sure he's sitting there laughing, talking about you fool. I see you through the rock. Let alone you.
You ain't never heard nobody say I was so smooth that God didn't even see that.
Right.
Even sound right to the most godless person wouldn't say that.
Absolutely not. But that was a great piece, brother. Thank you for sharing that, man. Thank you for being transparent.
Yes, sir. I enjoyed myself here, man.
And please don't be a stranger.
Yes, sir. Y'all take care now, please.
All right, you too, brother.
All right.
One love, one mic.
God bless you, bro. One love, one mic. Wow. Now that piece right there.
Yeah, man.
Like you said, it was a long piece, but it kept you on.
Nah, but it was necessary.
Yeah, and it went had you wanting more. You know, some pieces are long just for the sake of being long, but that piece right there, it was long.
Yes, sir.
A well needed purpose. Yeah. So man, before we start shutting things down for the evening. How would you like to let everybody listening know what Epiphany has in store for them throughout the week?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Do What You Like with your host, Mr. Metaphoria, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night is going to be The Hidden with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is going to be The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night is going to be The Get Down with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is New Year's Eve. It's supposed to be Renaissance Poetry, but I doubt that we will have a show on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. And then we'll be right back here Sunday night for another edition of the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Vamados, Poetic. Paul, back to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Well, before we wrap things up tonight, I want to thank everyone that came through and shared a piece of their wisdom with us, because that was all tonight was pure wisdom. And to God be the glory for that. We need to go out this year the way, just like we're doing, you know, admonishing one another, reminding one another, holding one another up. Things that are tough these days. We have to be there for one another. And tonight, I appreciate every piece that was said, because something in each piece tonight, in some cases, a couple of somethings, touched me and started something within me. So I appreciate everyone for coming through and sharing what they did. But before I pray out the program for this evening, man, is there an invitation or something that you'd like to share with the folks? Man, are you muted?
I was definitely muted. Let me start over. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have no idea of this God that we speak of, this Jesus that we praise so highly, please connect with me or Paul, and we can usher you into the presence of the Lord. We can't force you to do anything you don't want to do. God has given you free will. All we can do is usher you there, guide you into the path of the Lord, and maybe, just maybe, something in you would want to say, I want to accept my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to be my personal Lord and Savior, that you believe that he died for your sins. You believe that he rose from the dead and ascended to heaven, and that he is very much God. Please reach out to us. If you don't know and you need to know, we are more than capable of helping you understand through our experiences, but more importantly, through God's word. Paul, back to you.
Yes, thank you so much for that, man. And I want to reiterate what he just said, a portion of what he just said. We will show you what God's word says about these things. Never take man's word for anything. Check it out for yourself. Make sure that he's on point. Because sometimes it's not done intentionally, but they could misinterpret something. So you need to read for yourself, because you're the one that's going to be responsible for your actions or lack of actions. But yes, we are definitely willing to help you with that process. And with that, if you all would join me at the throne, I want to pray the show out for the night. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the evening this evening. We thank you for you thwarting the attempt of the enemy to stop someone from sharing their love of you and sharing your wisdom, Father God. And as we leave this mic, these mics this evening, Father God, but never from your presence, we ask that you would just remain with us, Father God, that you would empower us, that you would put your hedge of protection around us, Father God. A lot of your children are in pain and grieving and hurting in this holiday season, Lord. We ask that you would give them just a modicum of your peace, Father God. Let them feel that you are with them. Encourage them to continue holding on, because we know that joy comes in the morning. Father God, we love you, and we praise your holy name. And it's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen, and God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside. them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my need. A lonely place to be. So I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I'll live as a relief. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Because of grace, love of all, what's happening to me. That's better.